Jamie, I suppose it's mixed emotions tonight in that you put on such a good performance with those supporters today, but ultimately it ends in a defeat.
Yeah, we're disappointed, obviously. We wanted to get to the final and it's not happened, but they can't say that we never gave it a good go. That's what we wanted, that's all we've been talking about all week. Give it a go. If we get beat by a better team, then we get beat, but first and foremost, make sure we have a go.
You had a big hand in, obviously, two goals. The second one just before half-time, it's your driving run, which has set it up for Stefan Skugel. Then when you get one, late on to get it back to 4-3, you're starting to think, we can do this.
Yeah, it's when you put the ball in the box, you always know in this team that there's going to be something there. So it was a great finish by Skugs. And to get the goal at the end, obviously, even then I thought there's still a chance of us getting a goal. So we're disappointed, but we've got to move on.
What's that dressing room like? Because I've talked to Sheffield United players in this very spot after playoff finals when everybody's just been crestfallen, and I sense there's a very different attitude after this game.
Yeah, there's a determination to do well now, especially after today. We know we're a good side. We matched the Premiership team. We've beaten Premiership teams in this cup run, so it's up to us to put it right for the rest of the season, try and do our best and then prepare for next year.
What do you think players such as yourself, you know, still some young guys in this squad who will have maybe experienced this for the first time, what do you think they will learn from playing in an FA Cup semi-final?
Just to try and enjoy the occasion without being in awe of it. And I think we've done that today. I don't think you could say anyone was completely poor today. We lost a couple of sloppy goals, but apart from that, everyone put in a good performance, and just obviously the better team won on the day, but hey, we've got to take heart from it and push on.
Things move very quickly in football. People will start to look forward for Sheffield United now. How much confidence do you think this will, and do the players start to think, look, if we can get to an FA Cup semi-final and give a Premier League team a really good go, you know, really next season can be yours, can't it?
Absolutely, there's no reason why not. I think we've shown by the cup run and in the league since the manager's been here that we're good enough. I'm sure the manager will do his work over the summer and get us ready for next year, and we'll come out all guns blazing.
What has he said to you afterwards? Because I'm sure he's very proud to know.
Yeah, he is. I'm sure he would be. But I think he's the same as us all. We wanted to get to the final and ultimately it hasn't happened. But you've got to take positives. Getting to Wembley, getting to an FA Cup semi-final, that doesn't happen that often. You're speaking to people like Matt Hill, who's 33 and been around football a long time, and this is the first time he's got to an FA Cup semi-final, even quarter-final. So that's the kind of thing you've got to take away from this experience. It's hard to get here, but we'll keep trying to get back.
And amid all the pride, and you'll be very pleased with the effort that you've all put in today, is that sort of the thing? How many times are we going to be in an FA Cup semi-final with 2-1 up at half-time, and you know, you don't get many opportunities like that, do you?
No, obviously we played well first half, and they came out second half and surprised us a little bit with the way they played, and he got the early goals, and obviously it was hard from then, but we weren't going to give up. We were going to keep fighting right till the end, and I think we did that.
And just finally, on your own personal performance, has been fantastic for the last few weeks. Another great display at Wembley today. How good do you feel about your own performances right now?
Yeah, feeling good. Obviously it's ultimately about the team, and if we do well and win games and I play terrible, it doesn't bother me one bit. As long as we're winning games and doing well, it's the most important thing.
Do you still think there's more to come from yourself?
Yeah, I'm always looking to improve. No matter what happens, I could score 30 goals in a season, and next season I'd still be trying to do better. So it's always aim for improvement and try your best to do that.